there is, let's hear it. Your thoughts are completely out of time. If they are, why fear it? Why fear it? Old friend, speeding on a
Happy. Nose Hair Lip Gland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
Any teenager are as concerned as their parents with the public's conception of today's youth. These students are portraying what we consider bad taste in school attire and behavior. This student is wearing an ankle bracelet, dungarees, and dropped earrings. This student is wearing an extremely tight skirt and tight sweater. Open shirt, black jacket, dungarees are mentioned in the code as not proper school attire. This group is our ideal of the proper school attire and social behaviors of the Hicksville Junior High students.
Sitting on the sand, I grabbed her by the hair and I kissed her hard. Then I slapped her around and I laughed real loud. She told me that she loved me and this made me feel fine. So I hit her again, then I asked her to be mine. She admired my strength and she gave me a kiss. She said there's something about your fist that I can't resist. So I asked her for a date. She said, okay, but I can't stay up late. I asked her to come as I swung my cork around. Then I dragged her away without any delay. We were admiring the moon and the stars up above when suddenly something gave me a shove. Her mother had come in a tremendous rage. I told her, shut your mouth and act your age. She didn't stop her blabbing, so I gave her a sock. Then I hit her on the head with a great big rock. She stopped all her gabbing and went quietly to sleep. It was very, very nice of her to be so sweet. Protect my girl from any kind of harm, and she admires my brains, the way I handle my arm. Her mother loves me now and is very good to me. I'm a caveman, madam, and that's the way I'm gonna be. This is the beast in me.
Ha ha ha! Control. Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia. Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, and often beyond.
We'll be right back. Tuesday, Wednesday. Having trouble getting through the week? Radio Valencia has you covered. Tune in for our Weird Wednesday Wonder Block to get you over your hump day.
Weird Wednesday Wonder Block.
It all starts with pom-pom tones from 8 to 10 a.m., followed by bunny whiskers taking you through noon, and the Dead Daisy Show bringing up the rear till 2 p.m. Each show brings a unique, unexpected take on freeform radio, from bona fide classics to obscure rarities. We'll get your head straight. Stretch out and get spacey with Radio Valencia on Wednesdays. It will turn your week around.
The castle's been gloomy every night. Count Dracula's been keeping out of sight. He's been away a long, long time.
I had to make a record with a friend of mine.
Jack's back!
Doing the drag, with drag.
Igor's chained and he's doing it right. The coffins are open and left in the ground.
Now is the time to really shake them down. Potato time.
Drax looking for his wife all over the hall.
Vampira, where are you?
Well, Vampira's giving up and she's raring to go.
But first I am thirsty, make mine tight go.
Ah, there you are, my darling. So nice to see you again.
Ah, my dear, we've all missed you so. But tell me, where is your friend the monster? Wasn't he supposed to come too?
Ah, yes. But he has become a big record star. And tonight, he's going to appear on the Jackie Gleason show.
Everybody's up and they're starting to run. Cause they can't get caught by the sun.
Good night, my friends.
Darling, what is the number of your private line?
It's Creepwood 45789.
You can call me up and have a day, any old time.
You know, darling, I like this vocal group. They sing from the jugular vein.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them, my darling.
But I am hungry and got anything to eat.
Oh, my dear, have a heart.
I think I will.
My dear, you look so tired. Your coffin's all prepared. Won't you get some rest?
Yes, I haven't had a good day's rest in weeks.
Come, my dear.
Good night, my friend.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. Together they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
The way I'm living, but I can't hold myself in line. You give me no reason for my drinking, but I myself at times, and you're better off to just leave and forget me, 'cause I can't hold myself in line. Hey, my weakness is stronger than I am. Guess I've always been the losing kind. Now I'm full speed ahead down the wrong road of life, and I can't hold myself in line. Yeah, and I'm going off of the deep end. Hey, I'm slowly losing my mind. Disagree with the way I've been living, but I can't hold myself in line. I'm going off of the deep end. And I'm slowly losing my mind. I disagree with the way I'm living, but I can't hold myself in line. You give me no reason for my drinking, but I can't stand myself at times, and you're better off to just leave and forget me, 'cause I can't hold myself in line. Hey, my weakness is stronger than I am. Guess I can't hold myself in line. Yeah, and I'm going off of the deep end. Hey, I'm slowly losing my mind. And I disagree with the way I've been living, but I can't hold myself in line.